Irvin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Irvin Bavli, Daf Sadiches, Rigin Yerushalmi on Daf Samach and Adalef at the Mishnah's Halacha Gimel. Akoya was Sefer ala Skupa, Mifgagala Sefer Miyadei, Goyloi Etzloi. One was reading a Sefer of rolled up parchment on a porch and it became unraveled. He's holding on one end and the other and fell off the porch to the ground. He may roll it back to himself. Akoya Barosha Gag, Mifgagal Ha Sefer Miyadei, actually Egea La Sar Trochim, Goyloi Etzloi. If he was on the roof with Rosh Hashayoko, then it became unraveled. Before the end comes and ten tochim on the ground, which is Rosh Hasharavim, you may roll it back. Once the end is within ten tochim, you may not roll it back. Rather, he turns it over on the writing left to be seen, and Kisur Kodesh become disgraced. It just says that even if the end of it is a tiny amount above the ground, you may roll it back to himself. Shimon says that even if the end is on the ground, he may roll it back, because we don't enforce any shvus, which is a rabbinic law, if this will cause disgrace to Kisra Kodesh. The Gemara says, Masnisim ba'askupa v'materes alo b'chut v'askupa asura. The Gemara asked what our Mishnah discusses a porch is permitted, which is a rechon pator. Forbidden to take the sefer outside the porch, one may not transfer from Shizayoko to Shizarabim via Machon Pator. Mishnah connotes that he was holding it outside the porch when it became unraveled. The answer is he was sitting and reading in the sefer on the porch during the daytime of Erev Shabbos. The Gemara answers that he forgot and took it out. Actually, Gia. Before the end comes within 10 tochim on the ground, he may roll it back to himself. Once the end reached within 10, then it's forbidden. Quoting Rav Yosef, said this is like Rav Yehuda, who forbids using the S for 10 tochim above Shitarabim, even if it's not at rest, because of the concept of Kaluta, Kamishirun Chadamya. He considers it to be at rest. Once the end is within 10 trochim, he turns it on the writing. The reason is that lest the writing become disgraced. This is, as Rabbi Acha said in the name of Shmu Bar Nachman, a sefer from which he was learning, or he was writing it, and needed to let the ink dry, that he has no cloth with which to cover it now, lest dust come upon it. He turns it on the writing, lest the writing be disgraced. Mishnah says from Rabbi Yehuda, even if the end is a tiny amount above the ground, he may roll it back and to himself. Yudah contradicts himself. There he forbids using the airspace of 10 tefachim, and here he says this. Rav Yochanan leis kan Yudah el Rav Meir, she says Rav Yudah divrei chachamim. Rav Yochanan answered that this is not Rav Yudah's opinion, but it's Rav Meir's opinion. Rav Yudah taught chachamim's opinion, once the end is within 10 tefachim, he turns it on the right. Rav Yosiyahim b'shem Rav Yochanan leisov dova sefer el afilu, v'sukaya. Rav Yosi, quoting Rav Yochanan, said that the first Tana permits rolling back not only a sefer, but even a belt. We come now to the next Mishnah, Halacha Daled. Ziv shelifnei halon, noisim alav, v'noglim menu b'shabbos. If a ledge is in front of a window, we may put things on it and take things from it on Shabbos. The Gemara says, Le'omer el achas v'ol shtayim, osa she'en shtei v'shuris, mishtam shi'et v'shus achas. This is when there's only one window that uses the ledge, but if there are two, they're forbidden, because two v'shuris may not use one v'shus. This is when the ledge is 4 by 4 tefachim wide, but if it's not 4 wide, even 2 are permitted. It's like what Acha taught in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Dizin v'ksalim shegavayim asara, v'ena v'chavim avor muta lekan v'lekan v'avad shleyachnef. Ledges and walls are 10 tall and not 4 wide, v'amakam pator, and they're permitted here to Shisai Yochid, and here to Shisai Rabim, as long as they don't transfer from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah Yochid via the Makom Pator.